Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about women and children are the same thing. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hopefully you guys are doing well or kicking ass. Yes, today I had a bad day at work. I didn't sell like I should. And also my car, I need to change the, the coolant sensor. Yes, that thing, my temp sensor is acting up, so I gotta replace that. And it sucks, but I can do it. Well, anyways, you know who can't do it? Women. I do have a clip of some base-ass ideas. Let's watch.
Ah, yes, women. It is sometimes said that women and children are placed together because they are the same thing. And this post certainly shows a child's level of observation and understanding. A man extrapolated to his greatest political extremes is a fascist, and contrarily, a woman extrapolated to hers is a libertarian socialist at best.
Yes, friends, so in other words, men will do what's right for the most part, and women will just follow the status quo. Yay! So if you think women should be voting, you're stupid. Well, let's continue.
And a communist at worst. Both of these phenomena are easily observable by voting patterns both historically and in recent years. Female voting patterns reflect their nature and their increasing push for a globalist welfare nanny state. To quote Jordan Peterson, everything is an infant to a childless woman. That unfortunate...
I don't know why people quote Jordan Peterson. That fucker is not supposed to be a great thinker of our modern world, but people think so. Fuck this junkie, he's just butthurt that his daughter's a fucking whore. So, eat that, bitch.
...definitely includes themselves, along with third world migrants and criminals, and yet like children, they are also quite capable of immense selfishness as illustrated.
Yes, friends, you can't win with these fucking losers. All they do is destabilize the country. Yes, friends, women are just selfish creatures. That's why you shouldn't listen to them. Yeah, you're supposed to control them, just keep them pregnant, and just have them take care of your children in the inside home. Yes, that's what women are good for. So stop giving women all these cash and prizes, because the more you give them, the more they take. They're just ungrateful little children. So yes, just feed them dick and they'll be happy. Why? Because that's their nature. They're fucking crazy and they're stupid. I don't know why people don't understand these things, but yeah, feelings, I guess. Well, let's continue with this abortion, right?
...illustrated by the OP. Promiscuity is harmful. Women have historically voted for policies such as no-fault divorce with disastrous consequences. Women should dress modestly, and women should take accountability for their choices.
Yes, friends, why do you think Muslims keep their bitches covered? Yeah, like a Tuscan Raider. Yes, friends, because if you let women do whatever the hell they want, they're gonna be whores and fucking all these fucking trash. Yes, friends, women don't need to be running around with their legs open. No, they should be at home making you a sandwich and taking care of your children. Yes, friends, women are so fucking stupid, so why are you fucking following their bullshit? Stop doing that, friends. Yes, women need to be controlled. Yes, they can't survive on their own 2 feet. Look at the shit they're doing now. I point these things, but people are so fucking stupid. Yeah, guys, why do you believe that women are strong and independent, all this bullshit? Stop falling for the lies. The lies! Yes, friends, it's bullshit, so stop being stupid. Let's continue with this endeavor, right?
The proposition that pointing these out would scare women into voting Democrat is laughable, because if it were true, then women would be the ultimate hypocrites, or perhaps they already are.
Yes, they are hypocrites. If you use your eyes and your ears, you can fucking decipher this bullshit. It's not hieroglyphics. It's not some kind of fucking secret. Yes, women are hypocrites. They're giant children with tits. Once you realize these things, everything falls into place. So act accordingly, friends. Repeal the 19th. Stop being retarded. Because if you don't do it the nice way, you're going to do it the guns away. And you're not going to like that. Just saying.
Policies women have voted for, especially in recent years, have made things clearly worse for them, especially in regards to violence and sexual crime. By OP's logic, this, along with the left's clear contempt for women when it comes to issues such as trans athletes and women's sports, should have caused a mass exodus to the right years ago.
Yes, women are fucking stupid. That's what you need to think for them, because if not, they're gonna follow fucking stupid people. Just saying.
Yet it hasn't, and likely never will. Just because women have the freedom to vote does not mean they have the freedom to think. They will almost always follow the cultural zeitgeist or whatever.
Yes, friends, bottom line is that you need to control women because they can't survive on their own. Because if you let them do their own shit, they're gonna fuck up and gonna do dumb shit. Look at our world. Look at Catherine Kennedy, the dumb fucking shit that she does. All the bullshit that women do. We have nothing here, friends. Women just need to get fucked and just stay there. Yes, let us take over the world. Hell, the world is a man's world, so yes, women, act accordingly. If not, you're gonna get punished. Yes, friends, women are there just to get fucked. Yes, don't let them control the world, because now they're fucking the world. Just saying. Yes, friends, do you know why women are fucking fat? Because they're selfish and entitlement. Yes, I don't trust fat people. Yeah, so just observe people. You'll see.
Our cause is better at appealing to their emotions regardless of the fallout, or whatever they think their group will agree with. This is because those incapable of defending themselves, such as women and weak men, process information differently. It comes down to a primitive survival instinct, a sort of consensus-based social filter. The question isn't, is this true? Instead, the question is, will everyone else be okay with me thinking this is true? How will...
Yes, friends, why do you think these assholes gaslight you? Because they trick you to fucking believe this bullshit. Yes, you wanna have these people come into your country to rape and murder you? Yeah, stop being fucking stupid. You people are so fucking stupid. When are women gonna learn? It's not gonna work. Stop thinking with your pussy, you dumb fucking bitches. Yes, for all you losers that think the future is female, just go fuck yourself. You are worthless, a parasite. Fuck you.
This affects my standing in the group. This makes women especially vulnerable to manufactured consensus and easy to emotionally manipulate into supporting leftist causes. And on the subject of repealing the 19th Amendment, ask yourself, do we really need 170 million voters who need to be emotionally manipulated out of voting for civilizational suicide?
Yes, I agree with this fucking femboy. Yeah, this little motherfucker spitting truth bombs. So what do you think, friends? You think women deserve to vote? No! Yes, friends. If women were smart like this fucking little bussy, maybe the world would be a little bit better. But no, you gotta make fucking shit like this. Anyways, let's continue. Well, for Christmas, we should be giving these people some good fucking presents, right? Oh yes, they're showing you how fucking smart and intelligent they fucking are. No, no they're not. They're very fucking stupid. That's why you don't listen to women. Because look how the world is run. These women are doing stupid shit and they're very emotional. So that's why you don't listen to women. Because every time they do stupid shit because of their retarded ass feelings. That's why you gotta tell them no. But people don't do that shit because they wanna fuck women. Yes, I know women are beautiful and they taste fucking awesome, but they do stupid shit and they bring all this trash into our world. That's why you have to say no to them. Just repeal the 19th. Women don't need a vote. Hell, they don't even need to think. Just stay home, take that fucking cock, and just make babies. Yes, friends, that's all you have to do. So think about it, friends. If you don't, well, then you love this bullshit, so whatever, right? Anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. I should have finished this video last night, but I passed out, so enjoy. Goodbye.
Thank you for calling for Saigon. I need you today. You like a Goi Con, one order, okay? That's $5, and that meat. That's $10, and that'll be all for you today. Okay, see you in 20 minutes. It'll be ready then. Thank you.
You don't have to do that accent, right?
What do you mean?